Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today being joined by the Dallas County Sheriff, Adam Infante. And Adam, thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. Halloween is just about a week out, so coming up here soon. And so I thought we'd talk a little Halloween safety. That's always good to be reminded of. And so we'll start off. Can you talk about advising drivers to just be aware of more kids out? I know there's several events throughout Dallas County that kind of get going later this week and then obviously roll into next week as well.
Yeah, it seems like across the county, every little community does it a little differently for their beggars night. They have them on different nights. And we have a list on our Facebook page if anybody's interested in going to more than one town and getting more and more candy than they might need. But this time of year, we try and stress to people to slow down, especially because it gets dark sooner. We have kids all over the place. We try and tell the kids to wear bright costumes or have flashlights so that they're visible and that they cross the street at corners and intersections and not randomly where there's no lights or people aren't expected to stop. Every year, it seems like these trunk or treat events come up and they're in a lot of church parking lots or community parking lots. And we'll have people driving by and seeing that and then get in a wreck on the road at the same time. Everybody wants to see what the big production is.
Right.
So there's a lot of different areas to focus on safety-wise as far as kids moving about this time of year.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we'll kind of stick with that. Since you mentioned it is getting darker earlier, can you just stress how critical it is? I know you just talked about following the road guidelines, but just I guess for parents or a guardian to be accompanying their child and not letting them just wander, obviously be safe.
Yeah, I mean, typically when I grew up as a kid, we just ran the neighborhood and filled up, came home, emptied and went back out and filled up again. But nowadays, I think parents are doing a much better job of keeping an eye on their kids. It's important that at least one adult is there or at least an older child, like a teenager. Somebody who's not focused on getting as much candy as possible, who can kind of keep them in check and make sure that they're not going inside people's houses to get these treats and that they only go to houses with porch lights on, those sort of things. I was a kid once and I know what it's like to just run. So an adult or an older child would be very handy and you could take turns. Maybe you do these two streets and so-and-so does the other two streets so you don't have to do it all at once. Work together with your neighborhood kids.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the Dallas County Sheriff, Adam Infante. And Adam, sticking here with Halloween safety. I know, especially nowadays, sometimes, you know, like you said, you get a lot of candy. And sometimes when you're rummaging through the bowl, there's candy that the wrappers are already off. And I know, you know, just being aware of that, because that could obviously be a safety hazard and everything.
Yeah, I can't say that we've had any of those instances in my jurisdiction. I don't know about the cities, which obviously have a lot more trick-or-treaters than I do. But I have kids. My son's 11. He's getting to the end of trick-or-treating. We for sure check his candy. In our neighborhood, we know people really well, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
But sometimes he'll go trick-or-treating in other neighborhoods where we don't know our neighbors quite as well. And the homemade stuff gives me concern and pause. Any wrapper that seems to be messed with or open or taped or anything like that, just safer to throw it away. And it's not like they don't get enough candy anyway. It's not going to hurt anybody to toss one or two pieces. So I'd side on the caution for any of that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Totally agree with there. And then if you could speak to, I talked to Ray Dirksen and, you know, he talked about your Cruise for a Cause event that took place this past Sunday. And it really sounded like a cool place. I know you guys were going to a couple of, I think it was
nursing homes.
Thank you. Yeah. In Dallas County. And so can you talk about how that went?
Yeah. So this is our second year doing this event and we host a car show in the first weekend of June every year. It's a pretty big deal in Adel. We raise somewhere in the neighborhood of $10,000 every year for Special Olympics doing the car show. And we wanted to capitalize on the car stuff. It seems to be our niche for charity. And so some of the car guys approached us and said, hey, can we do a cruise through Dallas County escorted by the sheriff's office? And we said, yeah, you know, that's a great idea before you put the cars away for the winter. So what we did is partnered with some local nursing homes. Last year we did Perry. We rolled through a couple up here in Perry. This year we did Dallas Center and Adel. And we pull through and they all come out and they wave and they love seeing the old cars. It breaks up their day. It makes us feel pretty good. And then we took them to Hanging Rock Park in Redfield. We got a special access to drive down and get them pictures in front of the rock with their car, which they love that. That's something they'll post on their Facebook page or print off and put in their office. And then we make it a free will donation to participate. It only takes an hour or two total. It's a slow cruise through the county, through pretty roads, especially with the fall colors. Mm-hmm. And before they put their cars away for the winters, one last chance to yeah. blow the carbs out a little bit. So it's a great event. I love it.
Awesome. 2 years of success and hopefully more to come.
Yeah, hopefully. We're going to keep going.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that's good to hear. Again, speaking here with the Dallas County Sheriff, Adam Infante. Adam, I know you recently mentioned that the sheriff's office has a full staff for deputies, but you're still looking for a couple more in a couple more areas.
Yeah, that's right. For the first time in over 2 years, we actually have a deputy for every position we're allotted. We actually have 35 deputies budgeted and we are fully staffed now. Granted, we're not fully trained. Some of those right. deputies are at the academy, but it feels really good to not be looking for deputies. It's been a real tough 7 or 8 years, really, for our manpower. But we are always looking for other people. We have openings in our corrections in the jail. We have openings in dispatch. These jobs are great jobs. They have IPERS benefits, which is a pension for life, transferable to your spouse upon your death. Depending on which option you choose, you get up to 70% of your highest 3 years of income as a pension. It's a great retirement. It's fantastic retirement. We have great benefits. Those positions in the jail and dispatch start around $25 all the way up to $30 an hour, depending on wow. your qualifications. It's a great career. And I know people are always looking for jobs. Mm-hmm. This is a great way to help the community and get paid at the same time.
If people are interested, do they just contact the Dallas County Sheriff's Office?
Yeah, you can go to our website. You can go to the county's website and go on our app that we have for your smartphone. And you can do all the application stuff from there.
Awesome. Okay, well, that's great to know. And then, you know, speaking of the Sheriff's Office, obviously, Maverick, who you guys got a couple months ago at this point, how is he doing with the deputies? Is he getting bigger? What's the update with him?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought Maverick up. I haven't posted any pictures on my page and I haven't had the sheriff's office post any recently. Maverick is getting quite large.
Okay.
He's growing. He's eating us out of house and home. He is really working hard getting trained. He's already doing some events. We had him at the Adel Tiger Fest, which is nice. Their homecoming celebration. He did great there for a couple hours. That was a lot of work for him. And slowly but surely, he's coming along. You know, he's only about 8, 9 months old right now. So we got another full year probably before he's completely certified and blessed to be what his assignment's going to be. But he's already making impacts. We'll try and post some more pictures so people can get an idea of what he's looking like.
Awesome. Okay. Well, yeah, I can't wait for those. And again, that is the Dallas County Sheriff, Adam Infante, stopping in. And Adam, thanks for going over all the Halloween safety and just giving us an update about Maverick, the Cruise for a Cause event, and stuff about your deputies and stuff. Really exciting stuff. And look forward to talking to you once again later on.
Thank you very much.
You're absolutely welcome. And that's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.